We are the official radio sponsor of the 25th annual Art with Heart in support of Casey House. That's taking place Tuesday, October 16th at the Art Gallery of Ontario. And with us to talk about it are two members of the Art with Heart Curatorial Committee, Jane Hutchison and Luke Painter, who also is a contributing artist and the committee co-chair. Good morning.
Good morning.
Luke, why don't you take us through an evening?
Yes.
The evening.
Yes, thank you. First of all, I just wanted to say that Art with Heart, it's a curated contemporary Canadian art auction that supports Casey House's innovative care for people living with HIV and AIDS.
Right.
It's Canada's first and standalone hospital for people who are living with AIDS, and it's a global leader in this area. So that's a good question. Like, what does the night look like for the auction? Basically, you know, it's been such a popular auction for artists and collectors.
Oh, big time,
You've probably heard of it quite a bit.
Oh, yeah,
we've been sponsors of this since its inauguration. So.
Good, yes. Very nice. And so, you know, it's... You know, traditionally, it's been like such a fun event for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens during the evening is that we set up all the artworks in the AGO, the Art Gallery of Ontario. People come in, they have some refreshments, they look around, and then we go upstairs in the AGO, and the bidding starts. And you know, it's very fun. People they keep bidding because it's such a good cause. They keep raising the prices of works. It's a tremendous night for the artists to get eyeballs on their work, but also for collectors to meet artists.
Oh,
And it's all in the name of a good cause.
Exactly.
But I understand that people can phone in, too, or go to Waddington's, check it out, and whatever they like, they can phone in to make a bid?
Absolutely. You can do absentee bidding. The auction's available to be seen online. You can visit it online. It's live right now, and you can... review the collection. You can look at the silent lots. You can look at the live lots. And, of course, you can call into Casey House in advance and set up pre-registered bidding if you're unable to attend. Now,
great
there
idea.
Are still tickets available,
okay.
So we want people to feel like there's still a chance. The energy in the room is really something that you want to experience
mm-hmm.
firsthand. And as Luke said, we're all unified. We're there to support Casey mm-hmm. House, and we're there to support, you know, contemporary Canadian art.
Tremendous cause.
Now, because this has been so successful, I imagine the two of you as members of the curatorial board, I mean, what a task it must have mm-hmm. been to sort yes. through everything and come up with the artwork that is on presentation.
We get hundreds, if not thousands, of submissions every
yeah.
year, which is such a wonderful thing to see, that artists are still making work and mm-hmm. still feeling like they can contribute to these auctions. But no, we have some tough decisions to make,
mm-hmm.
but we always like to say that the collection we feel is triple distilled.
Mm-hmm.
The artists right. are able to put forward their best work. We as a committee, you know, we go through round after round. I think, Luke, how many times do we meet?
I was going to say, how long does it take you
it takes
to
a while.
Do that?
It takes months. And, you know, we're really dedicated to Casey House and Art with Heart. And we go to galleries and we talk to the galleries and the artists about the work.
Mm.
And so a lot of the other auctions in Toronto, the art auctions, they solicit galleries and artists for works and
sure.
they get what they get. But we go and we take a look.
It's
and
really
we go
personal.
As teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
right.
really personal.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, personal, because I mean, if you're talking to the artists themselves, you're getting a whole lot of background on the creative
Absolutely.
Process.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How many members are on the committee?
So this year we have, I believe, 13 members.
13.
It fluctuates here and there, but we try to have a healthy spread of...
Mm-hmm.
Fist fights?
Well, we won't go there.
All right.
But no, we have a healthy collection of artists. We have professionals who support the arts. We have gallerists. I mean, we try to bring together a wide range of opinions and,
mm-hmm.
and eyes. We need different eyes
sure.
to make sure
and
that we have everything represented.
And all those people, that the 15 members that are on the committee, I know that, Luke, you are a painter.
That's right.
And are other artists on the committee as well?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, definitely. We have, so like Jane said, we have professionals, we have people in different professional areas being on the committee, but we have artist representation there. And so we have April Hickox, who teaches at OCAD University.
Mm-hmm.
We have Laura Daw, who is a practicing artist in Toronto here. So, you know, there's no fist fights, but there's definitely...
discussion.
You know,
spirited conversation.
Spirited conversation. And that's all part of it, right?
No,
because
passion.
We all have
it
different
is.
Ideas mm. of what we like. And, you know, we have, like, collectors on there, too. So
sure.
the collectors, really who are professionals who come in and really have an idea.
Oh, that's great.
We want to make sure it's as easy for someone to walk in that room, go to the website, and see something that they love and want to live with.
I'm curious about the difference, I mean, the obvious difference between the live auction and the silent auction. How do you split those up?
Right. Well, so we are very, I would say, when it comes to curating the collection, we get together with Stephen Ranger, who is the auctioneer at Waddington's.
Okay.
And so you may have met him. He's been with us for 25 years. Mm-hmm, he's been an amazing supporter.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we sit down with the whole collection. We look at all of the artworks. And we say, what would work well in the silent auction? What would work well in the live auction? And we try to do it in an equitable way. So, for example, you know, my work has been in 8 times.
I was going to say, you've been in this 8 times. Yeah.
I've been in 8 times, but I'm in the silent auction part of it this year.
Oh.
And that's, you know, it's like a curatorial. It's like what works go together really well.
Right.
You know?
And also that silent collection is put together by the curatorial team at TD, who's also, you know, a huge presenting sponsor.
Yes.
We have, again, another level by which these works are passed through. And so the team at TD works together to see, again, further to the first selection of works, you know, what better represents, you know, a good selection of works for the silent.
Sure. And I understand that you can go, that there's times, like from October 12th and 13th, from 12 to 5, people can go to Waddington's and check out the things that are up for auction?
Everything will be up and available for viewing between 12 and 5 p.m. And Waddington's is out at 275 King
great,
East.
Great.
And it's great. And there will be people on hand to answer questions about
any
of the works. So that's important, too. Please feel free that you can ask anything.
You sound very well organized.
We hope so.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. So.
We've been doing it for a while.
How much are you hoping to raise for Casey House this year?
That is a great question. Our fundraising goal is $675,000.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got to say that, you know, the Art with Heart auction for Casey House, it was the seed that started a lot of the support for Casey House in general. So, so now we have this amazing building that provides care, passionate care for people living with HIV and AIDS. But Art with Heart, 25 years ago, that was the seed of all of this care that we see now. And so that fundraising goal is just part of what we do at Casey House for supporting people. Mm.
And also, what's rather impressive to me is that you've got 4 artists that have been committing their works every year for 25 years, Charlie Pachter being one of them.
Yes.
That's right.
And that's a real testament, again,
to the
support of the artists and just how strongly they all feel about supporting the ongoing work of Casey House. I mean, when you look at some of the statistics out there, only 34% of people diagnosed with living with HIV in Ontario, they don't have any treatment. And that's about 27,000 people.
That's
only 34%.
So you think in this day and age it's frustrating as hell.
And that Casey House is out there and they are offering, you know, inpatient care, but they also do a ton of outpatient work and care and to support the community that is in so need of its support. It's just wonderful to have, you know, and this is just, as Luke said, one initiative, but it's wonderful to know that there's a constant level of fundraising that's able to put beds into the actual facility, but also nurses out into the community.
Yes, and degenerative diseases like AIDS requires a lot of caregiving.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, it's so important to go see the Casey House building. It's an incredible building.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And you've,
since they finished that? Yeah.
So it is a space that is very welcoming for the patients to come in. They can have a lunch there whenever they want. And
every
so that's so important to feel like you're part of something, not just the care, like the technical care itself.
Mm-hmm. It takes, you're not isolated.
Yeah, but a place where you can go and get a meal, for example.
Right. Yeah. Mm. Lovely. Sounds good to me. Well, we should stop there at lunch.
Nice.
Thank you very much for coming in this morning. We want to wish you all the very best
at
this fundraiser.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Jane Hutchison and Luke Painter. They are Art with Heart on the committee, the curatorial committee. And this is Art with Heart presented by TD. It's the 25th annual auction of contemporary Canadian art in support of innovative and compassionate HIV/AIDS care at Casey House. It takes place at the Art Gallery of Ontario, 317 Dundas Street West, Tuesday, October 16th at 6 p.m. For tickets, go to artwithheart.ca.
And plus you can see the artwork there.
Yes.
So go check that out and get
on
tickets.
On the website, yeah.